Support for this public radio podcast comes from Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
No rest for the worried.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. There just seems to be no let-up in concern about the economy. Not here, not overseas. Minutes from the latest Federal Reserve meeting indicate the Fed is worried. And then there's a new report from the International Monetary Fund. Jeremy Hobson has more on that.
The IMF predicts the credit crunch in the U.S. will cost financial markets $1 trillion in losses. Lenders are just unwilling to cover all the bad bets on mortgage-backed securities. The IMF's Jaime Caruana outlines steps global financial institutions can take to ease the credit crisis. First and foremost, he said, they need to come clean on their bad investments. And he said,
it will be necessary also that central banks continue to provide liquidity to financial markets in order to make sure that these financial markets continue to work.
But Michael Moussa at the Peterson Institute for International Economics says central banks outside the U.S. are more concerned about inflation than economic slowdown. And so far, they haven't been as willing as the Federal Reserve to prime the credit pump with short-term loans.
Other countries are not yet seeing the situation as that serious.
Still, Moussa says the credit crisis will dominate the IMF spring meeting, which kicks off this weekend. In Washington, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
It's not just coming from the IMF or the Fed. Greenspan has finally said it. For months, the former Fed chairman has been saying there's a 40% chance of recession. There's a 51% chance. But yesterday on CNBC, he said we are in one. And there's a tug of war between the financial system and the rest of the economy.
We are in the throes of a recession. And at some point, this tug of war is going to either solve the financial problem or is going to pull down the real economy.
But Greenspan says we don't know enough about how the system works to make that call yet. By the way, Greenspan was on CNBC to defend himself and his policies as Fed chairman. Some people say he helped get us in this mess. Greenspan says he has no regrets. Here's how the stock markets are doing. In Asia today, the markets have finished trading and stocks fell about 1%. European shares are down a fraction so far. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow fell 35 points to 12,576. The Nasdaq dropped 16 to 2348. And the S&P 500 fell 7 to finish at 1365. You've heard it many times. Americans are fatter than ever. At least 15% of the population of every state is clinically obese. It's a concern for doctors, and it seems for employers, too. Today, the Conference Board released its findings on how obesity affects the bottom line. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
The Conference Board says obesity costs the private sector around $45 billion a year in medical expenses and lost productivity. But Linda Barrington, a labor economist with the group, says most businesses don't see obesity as a liability.
What we haven't seen is companies confronting weight as a major contributing factor to negative health effects.
To trim the fat off a chubby staff, Barrington says, employers have to use a carrot, not a stick, or they could be in legal trouble. She says some companies use financial incentives to keep workers on a weight loss track. Others have had success with simpler tactics.
A lot of companies have cafeterias, so why not just put a surcharge on the unhealthy foods?
And leave the fruits and yogurt subsidized. And after lunch, she says, you could have that sales meeting while taking a walk around the block. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Advanta. Advanta salutes small business, the brave ones, the risk takers, all those who chase a dream and make their own way. And by Lions for Lambs, starring Tom Cruise, Meryl Streep, and Robert Redford, on DVD today.
In Congress today, there's a House hearing on the housing aspect of the economic downturn. More specifically, how to help people with bad loans. Commentator Will Wilkinson says, for all the grief over this, there is another way to look at it.
Market downturns are rarely pretty. People get hurt. From February of last year to February of this year, the median price of existing American homes plunged almost 9%, the biggest dip in recent memory. Some people, especially those who signed up for adjustable-rate mortgages, are struggling to make payments and will have to sell at a loss or face foreclosure. But for all the gloom, there is a bright side. For one thing, the current slide will have no adverse effect on most homeowners. They're in it for the long haul. It's not like the downstairs half-bath disappears when house values slip. And most folks who bought houses only a couple years back are still sitting pretty, since the run-up in values prior to the curtain malaise was so long and so sharp. So far, the housing slump has taken the largest toll on speculators who hoped to turn a quick profit. It has also hit banks and mortgage companies that wrote loans to con men. They gambled and lost. But the large majority of Americans who took on subprime mortgages weren't gambling, even though some would have you believe that subprime is a dirty word. New flexibility in credit standards really did help many thousands of families into homes. And most are now doing just fine with their payments. For them, too, all this will pass, like a bout of indigestion. While we so fretfully tote up losses, it's easy to forget that there are winners in a down market. Homebuyers. Housing is becoming more affordable again. For everyone who sells a house at a big loss, there is a buyer who gains from the lower price. In the grand accounting, these gains count just as much as the losses. We ought to keep that in mind as Congress considers mortgage assistance legislation. What may seem like public-spirited benevolence to people struggling to keep their houses can seem like a tax to people struggling to buy one.
Will Wilkinson is a research fellow at the Cato Institute. You can find a link to his blog on our website, marketplace.org. If you're planning to fly American Airlines this week, I wish thee well. American has canceled as many as 500 flights. About 50,000 passengers were affected yesterday. 300 jets were grounded to have their wiring reinspected. American says it will foot the bill for meals, hotels, and ground transportation because it was within the airline's control and not weather-related. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.